Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hallelujah. What a wonderful place to be. What a joyous place to be. We give God the glory, we give God the adoration. We thank you for everybody that has been able to bless us today with their voices and with their songs. We thank God for that. I just have a few minutes just to share with you what God has for you. And for me, no matter the space of time we have, there's a word for each one of you. And Pastor already started the message because he read from Luke chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. Luke chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. It says, and suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on peace, goodwill towards man. Hallelujah. That's the message of Christmas. Hallelujah. It was said to the shepherds. That's the message of Christmas as we're entering this Christmas season. That's what God wants us to hear. Two reasons, two purposes. One, that God's name will be glorified. Hallelujah. What those angels gave us was just a snapshot of heaven. Hallelujah. Of what we were created for. What we were created to praise God on a daily basis. This should be our lifestyle. Not only on today. It should be every day we're praising God like this. That's what we are created for. Now, I don't know from you. When someone has good news, he only doesn't come by one. The multitude go. The angel came, but the host of heaven came down. Hallelujah. When you're going for a wedding greeting, you go with the entourage. That's to show you there was good news. But then why did God decide, the angel decide to go and see the shepherds? Two reasons. And I want you to understand that. Two reasons. One, the shepherds, it was easy for them to be able to absorb the good news. The simplicity, the humility in which the shepherds have. Hallelujah. Some of us, the modern generation, by the time you see the angels, you'll be snapping a selfie. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it? But they were able to see it's the angel of God. Nowadays, if you see the angel, somebody will say, no, there's something wrong. Maybe it's AI. Hallelujah. But they were able to receive that message. And for you too, you should be able to receive the message of the season. Have the simplicity of heart. Have the humility of heart. The second thing, why it came to the shepherds. They were sure to share the good news. Hallelujah. If the angel had appeared to the Sadducees and Pharisees, what would have happened? They would have either kept it to themselves or they have made it a new theology. But when they went and saw Jesus, they were talking, they were sharing the good news. Are we together? They were sharing the good news. And anytime they go to herd their sheep, they will share the news of how the angel came, how Jesus Christ was born. This Christmas season, as you go out, share the good news that Jesus was born to restore me. Hallelujah. Don't keep your mouth quiet. That's why God appeared to the shepherds. That's why he did not appear to anybody else. He appeared to people that will share the good news. That means me and you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? So to glorify God was number one. Number two was to give man peace. Peace of God coming to man. In some versions, it says, peace to whom he pleased, as mentioned in other translations, as I said it. That's the meaning of goodwill. Hallelujah. Hallelujah means a feeling of support, a feeling of goodwill, a feeling of favoritism, a feeling of concern. Jesus was coming to give us peace. That's the message of Christmas. Peace in three factions. I'm just wearing my time, but I can't go more than this. But three reasons. peace with God, to restore us back to God. It's a year of restoration. And as we're capping it up, you need to restore your life back to God. Hallelujah. If there's anything you want to know, you need to be right with God in this season. Because God said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give you. Let your heart not be troubled, neither be afraid. Are you at peace with God this season of life? Where is your Christian walk? Where are you in your spiritual walk? Think about it. Second point, you need to have peace with your own spirit. Peace with your own soul. Are you at peace? Some of us are not at peace. But God has said he has brought peace for you this season. Whatever you're going through, God's peace is there to deal with it. And when I'm not talking about peace, some people say it is they think as peace is the absence of animosity or the absence of any difficult situation. But it's not that. It's just of joyful tranquility. You might not have anything in the bank, but you have peace. The doctor might be telling you something in the hospital, but you have peace. Your child might be giving a problem this season, but you have peace. That's the kind of peace I'm talking about. God has brought that peace to you in this season of Christmas. And all you have to do is just to receive it. Hallelujah. I don't know who it is, but God says it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Don't burden yourself. Don't hit yourself. It's going to be all right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, my daughter. Hallelujah. She claimed it. And so shall it be. And so shall it be. Lastly, peace with other people. Romans 12, 18 says, if it is possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Hallelujah. As this season rounds up, let's be at peace with one another. Let's hold nothing. This life is short. 70, 80, people are passing away. Daily, younger ages, 15, 16, they're going. Our son, God called him to glory. He was just 18. So the Bible says, live at peace with everyone. My time is up. Just two things. Season of Christmas is God's name will be glorified. And two, God has brought peace into our situation. So how do I conclude? I just conclude by saying this in Hebrews 3:15. While he said today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as is in the rebellion. Don't harden your hearts. Whatever you need to make amends this season, please be restored to God. Enjoy that peace. And God will bless you. Shall we rise up as we close? Hallelujah. After here, the choir can come up and just sing the last song for us as we depart. Hallelujah. And then they will share the grace for us afterwards. Choir, just come up as you're going to sing, as we pray. Just wherever you are, just pray. And just say, Lord, grant me that peace for this season, Father Lord. Grant me the peace that you brought. And make a commitment and say, Lord, I will praise you. I will glorify you this season of life. Not only on Christmas, but every other day, I will glorify you. I will glorify your name. Father Lord, we say thank you. Our time is not enough to give you thanks, Father Lord. We can give you thanks from now till eternity, Father Lord. We are created for your praise. The little we have given you, please accept it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for this message of Christmas in which your name will be glorified. May we truly glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, you have granted us peace. We accept this peace, Father Lord. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. God bless you as you listen to the choir.
Feliz Navidad.
Hallelujah. Let's share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen and amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. And our visitors, just wait for us on the right-hand side. God bless you.